Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Marissa Kleiss with Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side. So, Max, I was just asking, so how would somebody like me come visit the Shadow Lake Nature Preserve?
She wants to see your bog.
Yeah.
Well, the best place to start is to jump onto our website, which is shadowhabitat.org. And on that website, you'll get a download a walking tour that you can take with you. So that's one tool that's really exciting, and people really appreciate it. And then coming to Shadow Lake Bog, our address is 21656 184th Avenue Southeast, and that's a Renton address. And so that is the way to get there, which is basically about 8 miles due east of the Valley General Hospital on Petrovsky Road. You make one right-hand turn onto Lake Youngs Road and one right-hand turn onto 184th Avenue.
Excellent. Oh, so not too bad. 25 miles away. Got it.
So if you were going to go maybe for the afternoon, it sounds like you have quite a bit to look at. How long would somebody spend there?
You know, that's a great question, because people come for different things. They love seeing the colors change. On Mother's Day, the bog laurel blooms. On Father's Day, the Labrador tea blooms, right? You know, so people come many times frequently. But I'd say you should allow yourself about 2 hours. And if you want to do what we call currently our upland tours, then I would allow another hour or so to do that, because there's some really great forests to see, and it looks just like Olympic National Park.
Wow. In Renton.
Yes. That's awesome. Hard to believe.
That's awesome.
And so you can come pretty much any time, or when would we want to visit?
Well, our website states dawn through dusk in the evening, and we're open 7 days a week. People come to visit, and there's parking outside, and you're just welcome to read the signs and take the boardwalk.
Fantastic. And you're... The Shadow Lake Nature Preserve also is open for private events and things too, right?
That's correct, yeah. So between the education events that we host for different families, whether they be private or, again, homeschoolers, we also do events for corporations, as we will be doing one for REBA in the near future. And we also are looking at doing things like hosting team events for companies. So where you do some team building, it's a great place to be able to just sit down and relax and contemplate and just take a nice stroll. So there's a whole variety of different things that people really enjoy doing. We also are focusing on early education programs, mm-hmm. and we also host a program with another organization called Steamboat. So partnering with other partners in our area really helps to bring a greater visual exposure to Shadow, but also to looking at, you know, how can we use it as a resource to teach them multiple different things.
Excellent, excellent. So what are is that kind of the majority of your education programs? So it sounds like you're partly focused on the schools, but then you have some private events as well that you're able to offer. How big is your staff there?
We have a staff of one.
Yeah.
Plus myself. But
so
no.
Pretty low maintenance.
Yeah. We're pretty well. Actually, we're pretty excited, because we're in the process of adding another person to the staff.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have a staff of two, one which will be focused on the education and outreach programs that we do. We also, on every Saturday, we have restoration work parties where people can get in hands-on, go do some invasive weed removal, planting trees, working on our native plant garden, which we have. We also have a nursery that we've started to start propagating some of the plants that we need for reforestation areas and mm-hmm. things like that. So we have a host of different programs. We're also sponsoring right now a student at South Seattle Community College who's going to be doing a solar water pump project so that we can pump some water for our nursery with solar power. So, so we have a whole host of different things going on.
Fantastic. And you have an event coming up here also. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we have an annual event called the Frog Frolic. And this year is going to be really special for us because it will be the 20th year that we've hosted the Frog Frolic, which is in itself is when I think about it, it's just like, my gosh.
Wow. 20 goes years. Fast, huh?
Yeah, it does indeed. So, but at the event, we do bog tours. We do a bit of education, talking about things. But we also have other partners of the community there. So there will be other groups there with a booth and talking about some of the work that they're doing. But it's a kid-friendly. There'll be face painting. There's a variety of different activities. We have a live band. So we have a whole host of different things going on. Typically, about 350 to 400 people come to the party.
Yeah, fun. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And this is to help raise funds for continuing your work there, right?
That's right. We will do two. We'll have three things. We have a raffle. We have a silent auction. And we'll also do kind of a pledge event where you can pledge money towards maybe the extending the boardwalk goal that we have or, you know, just the general operational funds. So those are the three fundraising things we have. And again, it's just a great event. And most importantly, it's on September the 10th. And it starts at 1 p.m. and it goes till 5. Yep. If people leave by 5.
Got it. Depends on how good the band is.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, excellent. So Saturday, September 10th. From 1 to 5 p.m. out at the Bog. And what's that address again?
It's 21656 184th Avenue Southeast, and that's Renton, 98058.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right. Well, I know that this is something that for you it's a passion of yours, and you've been active in not only this this organization, in helping with conservation, especially in South King County. But Max, tell us a little bit about some of your other activities. I know your real job, your daytime job, is you help design the elevators that take us up and down, right?
I do. I work for Otis Elevator Company in my regular life. And I helped to design one of my designs of the energy-efficient elevator system for retrofitting into existing buildings. But I also, through working through Shadow and having a lot of great partners throughout King County, learned about other places where I could maybe help and be an influence. So I ran for election for the King Conservation District, which is a state conservation office in King County. And I won that election, so I sit on the board of King Conservation District. And just recently, in the last year, I also became the chairman of the ward for the Cedar River Council, which is basically a public stakeholders group that looks at what's happening on the river and looking at different interests, whether it's river safety, whether it's river access, recreational events, fish passage, what are the things that are happening on the Cedar River.
So. Fantastic. Marissa, have you ever been out there, Cedar River watershed?
No, I haven't.
Another just amazing area, and it's where still we're getting a lot of our drinking water for the city of Seattle from the watershed, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, the story of the Cedar River watershed is actually quite amazing because it was actually formed because of the fires in Seattle. And so what happened was that the water supply in that time was lots of springs and different things in the Seattle area, but there wasn't enough water flow from those to put the fire out. So they said, hey, we need to have a better water supply, and that's when they created the Cedar River watershed. And look at the forethought that had, right? Because today, that same watershed is supplying water for millions of people, considering the population when it was actually built.
Unbelievable. No, I didn't. I never realized that.
Yeah.
So I'm a little familiar with the idea of springs. And boy, when you've got a spring-fed water system, you're so reliant on droughts and everything else. In fact, I have a cabin over on Hood Canal, and we have a group of cabins that are fed by a spring-fed system. And the system dried up this winter. Think of all the rain we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Yeah.
Otters.
Oh,
otters had actually taken their collection of oyster shells and completely blocked off the system. So anyway, that's where our local animal population can sometimes lead to a little bit of trouble. But I didn't realize that. So the Cedar River watershed's part of built because of the Great Fire in Seattle. And what do you do for the Cedar River Council then, Max?
Well, basically, I'm just the chair of the stakeholders group. And basically what we do is we look at a lot of different pieces of information. We look at what is the anticipated rainfall that Seattle Municipal mm-hmm. is looking at, right? How are they managing the dam? Because the dams was built for water. It wasn't built sure. for flood control.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have these different events, and now that our rainfall is more, we have a lot more rain suddenly, mm-hmm. and then we have dry spells, and then we have a lot more rain, right? And so what they have to do now is they have to manage that dam a little bit on a flood control basis, because you can't just let all that water out all of a sudden because you flood the people out down in the valley.
Right.
So we work with them to stay informed about that. We form opinions. We write letters to the state legislature. We do write letters to King County with our thoughts and ideas. You know, we're just a stakeholders group.
Now, okay, so in which dams are we talking about?
That would be okay.
Howard Hanson?
No,
okay.
That's Tacoma.
Oh, that's Tacoma. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So it's I want to say Cushman, but that's wrong too.
Oh,
so
you're not talking about like Diablo Dam and Ross Dam?
No, that's way north. No, this is right off of I-90 when you go up exit 400.
Oh, Cachise. Ketchless.
No, that's
too
far.
Going the other way.
Yeah, that's going the other way.
Oh, crying out loud.
Just escaped me.
That's
It'll
okay.
Come to
We're going
to
put you on the spot. I'm just going to wait until you get that name. No, I'm just kidding. So, interesting. Okay, so we're controlling that, you know, looking all of that. And,
right.
And I don't think anybody in the city of Seattle ever really thinks about when you open the tap, you know, where's that coming from? Or what sort of infrastructure does it take, you know, to get from the source, which is going to be ultimately the mountains,
right.
You know, to your tap. There's so much that goes into that and the treatment of it and everything else to keep it safe and some of the best water around, honestly. I mean, if you think about it,
yeah,
it's
we're lucky
it's
in
fantastic.
Seattle. Our tap water is really good compared to other places.
Yeah, it most certainly is. And so it's about the numbers I understand is about 65% of drinking water comes from the Cedar River, and the remainder comes from the Tolt River system.
Oh, from the Tolt. Okay.
Right.
Out of Carnation, right.
Yeah. And so those two systems are what feed us. Of course, when it comes from Cedar, it goes to Lake Youngs.
Okay.
And then it's stored there, and then it gets redistributed from Lake Youngs.
I see. Okay. So that's the retention area. So, okay,
correct.
Lake Youngs. Got it. Which, again, if you're driving out that way, you don't really see much of anything there. It's just some fences and that sort of thing, but fantastic. So, and then the King Conservation District, do all these organizations you're involved with kind of come to, well, actually, you know what? Let me hold that thought. When we come back, we got a little bit more with Max Prinsen from the Shadow Lake Nature Preserve. So stay tuned and call us with questions, 866-712-1300.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.